on the Sherpay Vav.
Lavoa, ma. Ha'olam kedektan. That the oiches b'moseiro buys the whole meseiro. Ha'ol v'yochol v'lenasko v'la'avira etzlo. So why the Bala Moiseiro is koine the whole Moiseiro? Hoil v'yochoy lenaskoy v'la'aviyoy etzvo. So while he yochoy lenaskoy v'la'aviyoy etzvo, b'meile, he's koine the whole Moiseiro. So there's two chidushim here. First, that it's called a Maise Agboe. The fact that he could be... The fact that he could be menasek the Moiseiro makes it that it's considered a Maisa Agboe and the whole Moisiro. And not only that, even the Beis Pagio, that is a Tachshit of the Chamoy Lefi Rashi, the Bala Moisiro is Koine, as is Medu, Rashi says, Klo, Hoil Viochoil, Hatoifes Ba Moisiro, Lemoshko Bekoyach, Veyenatik Meroish HaChamor, Veyevienu Etzloi, דהיל בראש החמור גבוה הנח להביא אצלוי בנסיק האחס. So Rashi, in the Ma'amasa before that says, כדקטוני זה קונו חמור, זה אפילו בייס פגיו של חמור. That the יוכל לנסקו helps that the אויכז המויסירו is coined the whole thing, not only the מויסירו, he's going to even the base pagio. And the Taz explains, not only that the Yochol Enasko makes it like a Maise Agboe, the Yochol Enasko tuzoif that even the chelik that is a tachshit of the behemah, be'etzem is not konui to Bala Chamoir, is konui to the one that could pull it. It's a big chiddush. I will explain. When two people pick up a talis, one of them is very strong and one of them is very shvach. Who is koine? Two people pick up a talis, one is a grober and one is a shvach. The strong guy could pull the whole thing to him, the shvach guy picks it up. Who is koine? Chetzi chetzi. No shaila about it. There's no tzad that the strong guy is koine more from the shvach guy. Sorry, there's no time that the strong guy could be going and moving the shvach guy. So what if Yochol and Nasko will have yet? The man says, I'm doing Agbo and you're doing Agbo. Yochol and Nasko will have yet. So the Taz says, he understands, we asked, where is the Agbo of the Bala Moisiro? The answer is, Vali could pull it off the Chamoir, it's called the Maisa Agbo. But the Bala Chamoir, we said, is koine the base pagio, because it's the tachshit of the Chamoir. So why B'Yochol and Nasko Rashi decided that the Bala Moisiro will be koine not only the chelek from after the Chamoir till his hands, including his hands? Rashi wants to give him, Rashi didn't have to say it. Again, Rabavo Omar Lo'ilom Kedektoni, Zekono Chamoir, Zekono Moisiro. Hoil v'yochol enasko v'lavi ezen. Rashi says Kedektoni, Zekono Chamoir, Zekono Moisiro, Afilu Beis Pagio Shel Chamoir. Rashi says the Zekono Moisiro is going to even the Beis Pagio. So he was coined the base pagio. Fek the Taz, I understand that he's doing a Agboy and the whole thing chutz on the base pagiyo. But why is Koine even the base pagiyo? Zog the Taz, we see that the Yochol Nasko is so strong that it makes it ois tachshit. And the Mele is Koine. Especially the way we explain it, that it's not a real Kinyan on the base pagiyo. It's tofel to the Chamoy. So Val is Yochol Nasko, Velavi Aetzloi, he's Zoichen the whole Zach. Zog the Gemara, Vohode Rabavua, the Rabavu, Behusay. It's not true. The Loisei Meochi, Talishi Munachas Chetzio al Gabi Karka, Vechetzio al Gabi Amut, Vboacher Vigbia Chetzio al Gabi Karka. And then, Boacher Vigbia Chetzio al Gabi Amut, Ochenami de Kanek, the Kame Koni, Basra Lekoni, Hoyle in the beginning, the first guy, Yochol and Askel Avia Etzloi, Elohode Rabavu, Brusri. Say it. We mentioned yesterday here, Ore Bepsha. Rabavu says, a chidush of Yochol and Askel will Avia Etzloi, you coin it. The Mo says it doesn't make sense. If something is on Amud, you Zoichem is at Yochol and Askel. And Tezu says, maybe yes. Ktsas kosher. Who said? Rabavu said, a Yisoid of Yochol and Askel. Ktsas kosher. That Tezu is a kleine kasher. Minolon shilo yachlik Rabavu af bezeh. What is the kasher? Rabavu said, a Yisoid of Yochol and Askel. You coin it because you Yochol and Askel. Something more, you know what will come out? If you have a Amud, and the guy has it on it, the first guy picks it up, then the second guy, well, the first guy was going already. For this is Ktsas kosher. Pshat. Maybe yes. So we said, Betzim, we have a Ore Bepshat. Why the Gemara didn't ask the Kasher Rebavo? What, you hold from Yochel and Askel? So if something is on a Amud and you pick it up, it's enough? Why the Gemara said, no. Rebavo, you hold from Yochel and Askel? So if you have a Amud, and something is leaning on, and one guy picks it up, and then the second guy picks it up. What, the first guy was already coined it? Why do you have to say there was a second guy that picked it up? So it's not. The fear of Avor Yochel and Asker is good. If you have a mood and one guy picks it up, it's enough? Why the kasha has to be, what, if one guy picks it up, and then there's a second guy, what, the first guy will get it? What, the second guy will not get it? Why the kasha has to be so long? And let's see if it's a shtalling of the Sahara. Ask the kasha. Rabbi holds him Yochel and Asko, so I'm asking you a kasha. The person, something picks up something and is on Amud. What, he's Zeichem, it's at Yochel and Asko? He's Zeichem, it's at Yochel and Asko? So, Balabati, she could answer, what do you ask the kasha? Something is on Amud and a person picks it up, what, he's Zeichem, it's at Yochel and Asko? Let him to pull it completely, we come out in the world. So the Gemara spoke, and then someone else really came, but it's too late. But Rashi answers it, that the Gemara means to ask Meilu Metzir, Shtaymerzim Betalis, are his Masha, we're talking also in such a Chetimtz? And it doesn't say that in such a Chetimtz the first person is Zeicha, the second person is not Zeicha. This is the reason the Gemara is so long. Hochanami de Kokoni, the Mechiag Bekan Yekuna Mishum de Yochel and Asko, him ken Yeshchilu, Beshtaim Sheikbiu Metzir, Zemikan, Mezemikan, Ben Mokim Govel, Mokim Nomuch. And the Tana was not Merames, and in such a case it would be different. So that could be a pshat in the Arichas of the Gemara. Pshat. Zog the Nesives, a beautiful and Kuf Tzadik Hei, Sif Kotten Beis, a beautiful, beautiful pshat. I want to say first his Taina. He wants to learn a new pshat in the Gemara. And he asks the kasha. Towards the end of the shtickle, he asks the kasha. Why the Gemara didn't say, Rebavohu, you hold from Yochel and Asko, Hoyo al Amud, and one guy picks up, but it helps? No, it doesn't help. So you don't say from Yochel and Asko. Zog the Nesivis, I want to say a chidush bedas Rambam. Listen, a miradik chidush with the Nesivis. It's a beautiful vault. How the Nesivis took this Gemara and built along this. It says like this. When a person picks up a chayfetz. We're discussing it already for 3 weeks. He picks up one side, and the other side he doesn't pick up. He's koine or he's not koine? No, a person picks up a talis halfway. No, he picks it up half. Half is on the floor. He's koine or he's not koine? Why he's not koine? Because the other part is on the floor. What would it be if when he picked it up, it was on a amud? And he only picked up a half. And the other half is on the Amud. He's koine or he's not koine? He's not koine, right? Why is not koine? Because the other half is on the Amud. Zog the Nesivis, the Gemara taught before Rav Avohu came to the world, that Avada, you write that the whole talis you can't be koine, but you could be koine chatzi talis. Why? Because Be'etzem you're doing a Agboy on chatzi. No verse. The other chatzi is on the floor. So he disturbs. Val yochol lenaskoy, he can disturb. But again, the other half you can't be koine. Because lemaise, potential is potential, but if you don't do it, it doesn't happen. It doesn't have a potential you could learn. If you don't learn, you're not a Talmid Chochem. So when you pick up a half in Sana Amud, again, till now, before the Sugi of Yochol Lenasko, we're learning Dafches, it doesn't work. Or Lemoshev, it's on the floor. It doesn't work. Yochol Lenasko, you can just pull it straight. When you could pick it up, it's not called Yochol Lenasko. So when you pick up a Talis and a half is on the floor, it's Golvish. But when a half is on Amud, and you pick up a half, you're right that it's not a good Agboy because there is a half. Yochol Lenasko helps, but it doesn't give me the half that is on the Amud. It gives me the half that is not on the Amud. So if a half is on the Amud, you see the Eilik Eloshon HaGemore, not Talis at the edge is on the Amud. A half is on the Amud, and a half I picked up. So the half that I picked off. The other half is laying comfortably on the Amud. There's no Agboy here. He's disturbing. Yochol Lenasko helps. This is not the Chiddush of Reb Avohu. Listen carefully. This is not the Chiddush of Reb Avohu. This is the Chiddush of the Eilik HaGemore. Okay, the Nesivos is the only one that says it. Till now we know, like when I pick up when the half is on the floor, I never made an Agboy. So a half on the Amud, I also didn't make an Agboy. Zog the Nesivos, the Gemara is Mechadish a new Svore, that is called Yochol Lenasko. And this is even without Reb Avohu. Reb Avohu came and said a bigger Chiddush. Zog Reb Avohu, not only the half that I pick up, I'm good because he can't disturb me because I could knock him out, Yochol Lenasko, so he's not disturbing me. The potential, I'm koine. The Yochol Lenasko gives me a koyach to be koine. This is the Chiddush Reb Avohu. Again, without the Nesivos, all of that is Reb Avohu. Kozman, I'm connected, I can be koine. Reb Avohu said potential gives me to be koine, and I'm not disturbed, and everything works out. Chiddush of Reb Avohu. So I think the Gemara shlugs up Reb Avohu.
You know,
I got a karka now, I have to do Agboy, I didn't do it. Lenasko is just to go straight.
But the Agboy
on the Amud is older. Again, Yochol Lenasko, this is the Gemara. I don't have Chiddush.
So Yochol Lenasko
on the karka also then? What do you want to me? Ask them when you're in the Suvi. I'm not going to get in the middle of the Nesivos now, Yossi. But it's not again in the middle of the Nesivos. Listen carefully. The Gemara answer is the Yochol Lenasko. Yochol Lenasko is only from Amud and not from the Karka. This is not again out of what we this is what you learn in the Gemara and the Seder. Maskim or not? Yochol Lenasko is to pull it off the Amud, not that I could pick it up from the floor. Now we had a kasha. Why the Gemara didn't say the Fira Bavoda is the Yochol Lenasko? What if he with the Amud? Vice versa, he's wrong. And the Gemara says, no, what if he with the Amud? One guy picks up and then the other guy picks up, or the first guy gets it, the second guy doesn't get it. Fight the Nesivos, ask straight. Lefira Bavohu, Yochol Lenasko is good, what's with Amud? The Teretz says, Zog the Nesivos, the Gemara is Meram is here. That the first half that I'm koinim, it's a Yochol Lenasko, this is not a Chiddush of Reb Avohu. That is a Svore. You're disturbing me? I could push you away. Don't disturb me. Zog the Gemara, but Reb Avohu is Mechadish that he's gonna call a Moisiro. The Yochol Lenasko gives the potential to be koine in kol amoisiro. The Yochol Lenasko gives the potential in kol amoisiro. Have them look at Lashon HaGemara. So Gemara says, if you have a amud, chetzi in the ear, chetzi on the amud, chetzi on the ear, chetzi on the amud, and the first guy picks it up, he for sure gets a half. And then the second guy picks it up, he can be zeicha the second half? What? Yochol Lenasko said that the first guy got the whole thing? This is what the Gemara is trying to be madgish. Oh, but that the first guy got epes mitzad Yochol Lenasko? That we know. So the Gemara was madgish. Well, we're coming to Shlogi Reb Avohu is that it's Chiddush B. Not on the chiddush that a half is koine because he's doing a agboe and yochol and asko takes away disturbing. So the nesivus is mechadish. Lule and nesivus, without rebavo, you're not koine even chetzi. Yochol and asko takes away problems and gives potential and gives kinyonim. Nesivus says no. Without rebavo, the chiddush of yochol and asko is dear, that it takes away problems. But the chiddush of rebavo is that it's koine the other half. And on that half, Regdigmore, and the first one picks it up, I know he's koine. And then the second one comes back, well, the first one was koine hakoil. Thus, can he say? This is the pshat and the nesivus and the diuk of the Gemore. Very gishmak. Zog the nesivus of Barazeh, I have a teretz on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Mechire. Perek hei aloche zayin mi Mechire says, Im hikno loy mikza sabeget. Chalipin. Aval bishloy tofa samoicher kol akli. Elo ochas mikzosoy. Kono. Vohu sheyoichas kedei shiur kli. O yoichas achize shu yocho lenase kol akli miyad amakne. Bechalipin, we spoke about it a lot of times in shul. Some we spoke about it. Some rabbanim do it. Yeah, a lot of time when you go, ones that don't do it. But a lot of time when you go to buy chometz by the rav, Al Moshe you stand the chasanis where they give the shmata to the yarmulke to the other guy, and the pictures Al Moshe you see both of them are holding on, right? That's what you do the kinyan chalipi. So it's not true. If you want to give him the keli, you have to leave, and he has to pick it up. And the Rambam says no. If you gave it to him and he could pull it, it's good. Yochol and Askoy. Frag the Magid Mishneh. The Gemara says, Rab Abe Bidusei. Yochol and Askoy, it's not, doesn't help. How the Rambam Paskins are Gemara? This is what the Nesivus, look at the Nesivus inside. He brings this, the beginning of Siv Kotten Beis. Ein Shach Siv Kotten Sheik Shomayim Simer Rav Teis. Ve'tirutzei dochuk me'oi. Deminayin lo'i le'arambam. Lachilukim ko'ilu b'lo'ichochem min Ashas. So he brings down, the Magid Mishneh brings down Tirutzim and the Rambam. Chalipim is different, this is different, that is different. We spoke about it already in Nafzayim. We spoke about Nafzayim. Different Chilukim. Zog the Nesivis, the Teretzes, the Rambam learned Adarabo. Our Gemara state, Yochol Nasko, a half for sure is mine. He doesn't disturb me. The whole discussion is the other half. That taka I'm not koine. And Chalipin, I need to have Sholish on Sholish. For sure, that little part that is inside Yenim's hands, I will not be koine. The kli will have to be a little bit bigger from Sholish on Sholish. Seina. But that's the tale of the Nesivus. Velochel efe ani yuzdaiti. Modoma bashas. ומקביע חצי על גבי קרקע דלויקונו מהייתה ולהיגנר איזה חלק שהוא מקביע מכוי חוי קייב ונהג בקינין ובא רק החצי משום שלא הקביע חלק שנורא יצא לקנוע איזה להיגנר גם החלק משום דאוגית ביד חווירו או ביד הפקר ולכן סביר עלי להרמב״ם וכל שיכול לנסקו אלוי חושים שוב הגודל ביד חווירו והשס בו מציע דפטס לא יאמר דרב דוסר, רק על מה שרוצה רבבו לא אמר, דקונו הכויל, אף בחלק שאין מוגבה מכוי חוי, ולא יוסו בכלל, מתם שיוכו לנסקוי, ואז יהיה מוגבה ונחשב כאילו כבר הקביע וכבר עוסו בקיניין, וזה ודאי לא מסתבר כלל, כי הוא עשי. That חלק, that potential will make a kinyan, that is stuck in Bedusa, and this will ignore, it's logs. About the chaylek that he's doing, Agboy, just the other guy is disturbing? The chaylek that he's doing, Agboy, and the other guy is disturbing? The yochol and asker is makna to me. This is the beautiful tale of the Nesivus. Beautiful tale of the Nesivus. Very big mechudosh. Yeah? The problem is, the Nesivus finishes with a kasha. One kasha, Frank the Nesivus, in the end of the shtickle. Our Gemara, echot rochuf chamoir, ve'echot tofus b'moisiro. What is the halacha? Ze kono chamoir, ve'ze kono moisiro. The Rambam paskins the maskonas a Gemara. So the Rambam paskins nichas gzele ve'aveide. Ze kono chamoir ve'beis pagio. וזה קונו מה שטופוס ביודוי, והשאר לא יקונו לא יזה ולא יזה. Why והשאר לא יקונו לא יזה ולא יזה? Let it be קונו, the whole moisiro, till the chamoy, because you יוכל לנסקוי. Why the Rambam didn't paskin? If you're right, Rebbe Avohu said that he gets everything. And that, lady, and that Igmora said, everything he can get. Everything he can get, why he can't get everything? Because Yochel and Asko, potential only takes away the stirrups from different people. But potential doesn't take away, doesn't make kinyonim. I understand. No, so Zekono Chamoir, Vezek Bebeis Pagio, Vezekono Moisiro, Mashetachas Yodoy. Why is not koine the rest of the Moisiro till the Beis Pagio? I, the other guy, is holding on, of a Yochel and Asko. If it's a Yochel and Naskoy, that other guy doesn't disturb me. You're right that the potential doesn't give it to me. And we said now, we had a kash in the Gemara. Why the guy that is holding on is not koine? The Gemara says because he doesn't have a Agboy, the other guy is disturbing him. Rabbi Avohu said, no, he will be Zoich in the whole thing because Yochel and Naskoy. So we said, Rabbi Avohu says two chidushim. The fact, what is in the ear, he's koine, and the guy doesn't disturb, and even the potential, he's koine. And the Gemara shlugs the potential. Aber chutzumot, he shlugs the potential. Chutzumot, he shlugs the potential. Chutzumot, he shlugs the potential. Aber the chelik that he has in his hands, not only under his hands, still the chamoy, he's doing agboy. What is the price on the donkey? Abba Yochel and Asko. The Nesiva said now that we're not shlugging this chaylik. This is the Nesiva's kasha. Look in Ois Beis inside. Here you have one. Look in Ois Beis inside. In the last Dibur HaMaschi. וכן בסימן משקו שהטוב מסיר כל המסירו היינו בחלק שעושה בהגבוה והוד אמר רוחוב ואיך הטוב מסיר אלה בסימן פוסק רב אשי לא יקונו לא יזה ולא יזה למה לא יקנה הטוב מסיר החצי ותירס דקיניאן של איכות מבעל מבט אל חברו So בעצם the Sibis is asking on himself why the Rambam paskens that when one is roichev And one is tofus b'moisiro, zekono chamoir b'beis pogio, vezekono mashe tofus b'moisiro, ve'ashar lo ikono lo ize ve'lo ize. Why ve'ashar lo ikono lo ize ve'lo ize? Lefi us, because he's disturbing. But if you said that Yochel and Nasko takes away disturbing, if it takes away disturbing, Yochel and Nasko takes away disturbing, So why here it doesn't take away?
And what, he should have the chetzi?
More from chetzi, till the chamoy, he will get everything. That's picking up.
Maybe
only by chalipin. What? Maybe only by chalipin. We're not going with the terev on him This is the whole nesivis. That Be'etzim Rabbi Avohu said that Yochel and Nasko takes away problems. Rabbi Avohu himself, and that is even without Rabbi Avohu, and that we're not shrugging. And this is the answer in the Rabbi and chalipin. About it, the other terutzim, what we said when we started the sugya, is chalipin is different. Right, Nesin Eliyahu, this was the Teres in Nafzai. But if the Nesin, the Teres, the Gishmak of Teres, and this is the answer. So the Shaila, the Nesivis asks it. You see, what is the answer? Zog the Nesivis. While the other guy is trying to, Bokoyne, he disturbs me. It's the last line of the Nesivis. So even that I have potential to grab it, and to grab it takes away what Yenem is disturbing, but if he has a das to be koine, al derech harosh, shekinyan shalechot, mevatel kinyan chaveiro. This is the last piece of the Nesivis. So Ibn Moshe, behefker take, the oichas ha-masiro is koine the whole thing. because yochol enaskoi. Masheim ken b'shtayim the roichev is mevatel kinyonoi. It's a big chiddush. Big chiddush. That the roichev is mevatel kinyonoi. Especially if we hold b'shech meim and v'knikelim shaloi aloi kono, so to be very shver. Why the roichev is mevatel? It's like it needs no chahesba. It's a chiddush that, but this is what the Nesiva says, that the roichev is mevatel kinyonoi shel ha-magbiya. The svaros that we said from Teisarosh, we're learning like these last couple days, this would be the only way to feed the Nesivas to Arayin Zetz, the Ramba. We're not mechalik. The Nesivas does not say these chilukim. The Nesivas explains that the Yochol and Nasko takes away problems. This is the whole thing of the Nesivas. See, you have the Nesivas inside? Now, Teisvis comes to explain, again, we are learning the Gemara Yochol and Nasko, not only taking away problems, that the Yochol and Nasko gives me a kinyan and the other half that I never picked up. So Tesis is coming to explain, what is the tzad, I thought, what is the tzad that I'll be koine the chelik that I never picked up? And the Maisa, how I have a kinyan to be koine the chelik that I never picked up? Yeah. How I'll be koine the chelik that I never picked up? How Yochol and Nasko could give me a koyach and the chelik that I never picked up? Sure, come a little bit closer, Yaakov, come a little closer. Teime. So what state? Oil be Yochol and Nasko v'leaviyah etzloi, and then he'll be koine. So now also he's koine. So now also he's koine. Zog teisvitz. Teime, the mashma di nisko shu koine. Why will be koine? If he will pull it, why he'll be koine? Shumal yodoy hugbo lemalo mishloisho. Ha'ilechure, Teis understands that when he will pull it, in that moment it will be in the air, and he'll be koine because of him it's mugba. Ma'ishno me'oni ha'menakev b'roish ha'zayis. The oni goes to the olive tree and he hits it, and the olives fall. Now this olive will hefka because it's like a shircho oileleis. The Maya said the Oni never picked it up, he just gave bangs to the tree. The Gemara says, "Ein boy mishum gezel ibn darki sholem," that the first guy that gave the bang to the olives, he's the one that is zoicha the olives. The world is normally olives, is very hard, you can't pick one by one. You hit the tree, and they fall down, and then you pick them up from the floor. That's the way was the derech. So now when the Oni comes to collect, so the problem is, how they come to collect? The lekker chikich, they hit the Rosh HaZayis, and now he never made a kinyan. People want to grab it from him. Chu, he made a kinyan. It left the tree. It was an agboy for 2 minutes. It's not called an agboy. V'chein per gagoizel, azir eksela shel chaver el hayam patu. Why, he never made an agboy? Umukle ba'ad ha'adui. He didn't pick it up. He just gave him a guy was holding money in his hands. He gave him a bang, and the money fell into the water. It's not called that he made an agboy. It's mazik, but it's not gzeile. The afkamina is mazik you potu. It's mazik shein aniko. I'm telling you, it's inside the water. Take it from there. If I'm a gazlin, I have to give it back. It doesn't make a difference. You can't tell me it's under the water. So one helps Yochel and Asko. He will pull it, but it will fall down. And Teisa says three tirutzim. Yeshleima the shiny ochel she toifes biyodoy echod min haroish. When I hit something and it goes in the air, I'm not koine. But when I hit something, when I pull the talis, you're right, it will be in the air. But in the time that it will be in the air, it will be in my hands. So it's called a kinyan. Inami, it's not enough. Oche ayrik shenitak min ha'amud, eino oiruch kol kach, sheyagi ha'roish ha'sheni la'oretz. It will go down, but it will not reach the floor. But eino chanam, if the talis is long, it will not work. And now Taisa says a third chiddush. First two terutzim say has to be that it stays in my hand, but even more from that, even when it will land, it will not land till the bottom. Taisa says there's one way that you could be koyin of something, even if it's not in your hands, and even if it will go, even if it will hit the floor. What is the chetimtze? If you hit it towards up. If you kick something up, even if it's going to land, it's called agboy. Here, you pull the talis straight. You can't say I'll pick it up. That's every chayfetz. Let me be koine because I can pick it up. That doesn't help. Wait. It doesn't help that I can pick it up. I kick something up. This is what Taisa says. Shir shiloch again, they go mazir troifa kinayu. Shiloch again, you hit the. They like bina v'leknu osam nami hukba al yodo yoyser v'shoyot chilo. Sharik tzatz mafrichim l'mala l'kachon. So there's three ways that you could be koine b'yochel in Aska. Not stand that you could pull it and it will fall down because it will stay in your hands, or because it will not reach the floor. And now Taisa says another yosay. If you hit something towards up, you also koine. Someone showed me a diuk. In Rashi, it's mashma, not like that. In Rashi, it's mashma that Yochel Lenasko is not only flip it off the amud; he could grab it into his hands completely. Look at Loshon Rashi, very long Rashi. Hoil veYochel atovus b'mesur olimshochoi b'koyach v'isnakei miroyach hamoyel ve'yevienu etzloi. I think these two words are not in the Tosfos. It's in the Gemara. What's the mentor? Oil v'yochel anaske v'laviya etzlech. Tesis, I think maybe it's not misyachas. But Rashi says v'yevienu etzlech. Rashi carries on. Oil v'roishach amor gavoah noyach l'aviya etzlech. Benetiko achas. Yochel l'aviya etzlech benetiko achas. What's the idea in Rashi? The fifth days is the vote is I could just pull it off the almond. Five days, but it will land. Said, but I'm going in the way. When it lands, I'm going in the way. How low it will land? One shot, yoda is enough. Will not reach to the floor. Rashi learned under Zach. He could bring it to him. Rashi carries on and says, the next Rashi, when something is on the floor, it's very hard to bring it because if you go, it stays on the floor. You go, it stays on the floor, like Rashi. Here, it's very easy to bring it. As I said in Rashi. He just has to pull it and bring it to him. So I think maybe his Meduric and Rashi different from Tesis. Tesis is mashma that Vali could pull it and it will go off the amud. Forget about that, it takes away the problems. It's a Kenyan because he has the potential to do that, and then he'll be koine when it will be landing in the ear. That is the time of the Kenyan. For Tesis, but it will go to the floor in the way, it's in my hands. Mashenk and Rashi says andere svore. I don't know what it is exactly. It's easy, but netika achas, he can just bring it to him. And when it's by him, then for sure he's going it. When it's by him, he for sure is going it. So this what makes it yochel lenaski v'laviya etzle. Ain't the idea. Now it's interesting, when you see the Teisarosh, when he brought down these three terutzim of Teisves, he changed the order. What is the order of Teisves? First Teretz is what? What is the first Teretz of Tesis? How it helps that boy, Ayat will go to the floor. First Teretz? What? What is the first Teretz? What? He's still holding. Second Teretz will not reach the floor. Third time, not on your side if you fully get up. So the first Teretz Kilo says, it's in my hands, it's enough. Even if we get to the floor. You know me, it's not enough that it's in my hands. It has to stay even above the floor. So Kilo, the first Teretz is the huge Chiddush. Then he says, even if you don't say such a huge Chiddush, it's enough to say that it will not reach the floor. It's enough to say that it will not reach the floor. Teisarosh switched the orders. First he said the second Teretz. Then he said the first Teretz. And he changes. And when he says the second Teretz, it says v'yeshloimah, that he's talking in a case that it will stay up in the ear till Gimel Tvochim. Inami, if it's in his hands, it's enough. So I want to explain. Teisarosh's Teretz, that it will stay in the ear more than Gimel Tvochim, it's a regular Akbar. It's no Chidushim. So first we Shloima, I could be my the sugya, will stay in the ear. Lemala megima tfochim, so taki kedu agboy. Then he says terutzim that even if it's in hands, it's enough. Tesis never mentioned here gimel tfochim. Tesis is mashma that even if it will not be gimel tfochim, it's going to fly in the ear. But why you coin it? Because it's going to fly in the ear. So what? It will land two terutzim, but it's in my hands. Inami, it will not reach the floor. Yes, I'll explain to you the difference. Lefidatei sarosh, we're having a kasha. How you'll be coin here? Alechu, it will land. Lefidatei says three yisoidas. My hands is enough. It will not mamish reach. So when you coin lefidatei says, in the end or when it's flying in the air? When it's flying in the air, in the end it reaches the floor. In the end, it's not gimel tfochim away from the floor. When it's in the ear, I'm koine. Normally I'm not koine, but here, while it's in my hands, I'm koine. Here, while in the end it will stay in the ear, I'm koine. The filutei sarosh, the fil the first teretz is that what I can never reach the floor. So I'm taking koine even in the end, not because it's flying in the ear. Here on me, if it's in my hands, it's enough. Lo meheb tzachom the gemore. Toshma. Rab Lezer Oimer, Rochuv Basode, Vemanik Bair Kono. So the Gemara is asking the famous Kasha again. We see that Roichev is Koine. And for the Gemara, Ochenami Bemanik Beraglo. This Roichev was not Roichev Alein, was Manik Beraglo. Frek the Gemara Akasha. Iochi. Hainu manik. If it's manik beraglov, so it's hainu manik. Trei gavni manik. One manik beraglov and one manik walking with a string or hitting it. So Rab Lezer Oimer, Roichev basode v'manik boir. Kone. We see that Roichev is kone, ochanami v'manik beraglov. Yochi hainu manik, trei gavni manik. Ihochi frek the Gemara Akasha. Let's look in the Gemara carefully. Ihochi roichev boir my time elikoni. What is the Gemara's Kasha? What is the Gemara's Kasha? Ihochi roichev boir my time elikoni. What is the Kasha? The Machlekes, Rashi, and Teisves shot in the Gemara. The Rashi we have to find. It's one vav, then one letter in Rashi. What is the Tesis has a girsa iochi? It says roichev basode v'manik ba'ir. We see that roichev is koyin v'manik beraglo. Zog the Gemara if it's manik beraglo, so it's also manik. So why only basode? Why is that koyin ba'ir? Iochi roichev ba'ir. My time eloi koni. If it's manik beraglov, so why is not koine bair? And Tesis explains it. We'll see the Tesis. Iger sinu yoch yoch pirushe. I amas b'shnei meloi mari manik beraglov lekach bair loy koni. The loyos lo machmosei. Yesh ovni yodom shemedabrim yachad. Yesh em kama dvorim beemtza adrochim. Aval yamris b'manik beraglov im ken oz lo machmosei tuve amai loy koni. So again, the Gemara says roichev bair b'manik roichev basode b'manik bair kono. Like more, we see Roichev is koine and manik beraglov. Iochi, why Roichev Bair is like koni? So Tesis, still now I understood why Roichev Bair is not koni. Because the animals, people are speaking, so it's loyozin machmose. Explain it soon. But if you tell me that it's manik beraglov, so it's also koine, so it's also machmose. If it's also machmose, if it's also machmose, so even Bair you'll be koine. This is the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara answers. Rashi doesn't learn that the Kasha of the Gemara is Yochi. Rashi learns that the Gemara is asking Stam a Kasha. Why Roichev Boir is not Koine? Not Yochi. Not Yochi. Why Roichev Boir is not Koine? Stam. The Gemara is asking Stam, why Roichev Boir is not Koine? Where is the Rashi? Michal, where is the Rashi? Look, try to look. Where is the Rashi? It's only three lines to look for it. Where is the Rashi? Again, Tezis is learning the Kasha, as the Gemara is asking a Kasha, Shema mino rochuv koni. Zod the Gemara be manik beraglov. Frag the Gemara, so manik beraglov is exactly like manik, so why rochuv is basoda and manik ba'ir? Till now I understood, because it's loyozim machmosei, so be mele ba'ir you can't be koine, because it's not walking because of you, it's walking because you heard noises. Abanadi told me it's manik beraglov. So if manik works by ear, Rochev also works by ear. Aber Rashi doesn't learn that this is the Gemara's kasha. Rashi learns that the Gemara is asking stama kasha. Why Rochev by ear doesn't work? But I'm manik beraglov. Where is the Rashi? No. Hi, where is the Rashi? What? Where is the Rashi? No. Where's the Rashi? Look inside, look in the Rashi. Belongus, it has to be, but before Belongus. Mary, where's the Rashi? No? Where's the Rashi? What? Very good. So Rashi the one master roichu basode. Look inside. Beheimo shel metzio koino, aval loy boir v'taime meforesh lekamei. V'taime meforesh lekamei. So Rashi is going at the beginning of the sugya, and he's trying to explain why roichu basode v'loy boir v'taime meforesh lekamei. Where's lekamei? Where's time in Meforesh Lekamei? Are Lekamei the Gemara is going on Manik Beraglov? You have a Gemara, Manik Beraglov, so you ask the Kasha, if it's Manik Beraglov, so why is not Koine Bair? But if it's not Manik Beraglov, you never ask the Kasha. If it's not Manik Beraglov, you never ask the Kasha. Rashi state, Rashi states that the kasha of the Gemara, when we learn the Mishnah, roiche basada avaloi boir, I don't have a pshat. Lekamei meforesh taime. Shita says, no, we know why. It's not ozim machmose. Later we're asking a different kasha. A manik beraglov, why it doesn't work. But a regular roiche, why it doesn't work? Because it's lo ozim machmose. Rashi says, no. Wait, Rashi says that the Gemara explains lekamei meforesh taime. What's the pshat? The teretz is Rashi l'shitosri. Nefi Rashi, roichev moves or roichev doesn't move? Roichev doesn't move. If roichev doesn't move, if roichev doesn't move, so what do you tell me? Why by sode, by ear it doesn't work? Because it's moving because he hears noises. Roichev doesn't have to move bichlal. Roichev has potential to move it. You could say Val has noises, it's not called potential. Kenza. But if Roichev is like a chazok, Roichev is like a muhzik, Roichev is not going to be tzalozim machmosi lefi Rashi. This is Seder Advorim. So maybe you're not going to see Yochi. Lefi Teisves, Roichev is mitzalozim machmosi. Zok Teisves, Roichev boir, Roichev boir, we know that it's loyozim machmosi. We know that it's loyozim machmosi roichem boir. So the Mele, we never ask the kasha. Only if it's manik beraglov, we're asking let him to be koine boir. A regular roichem, we know that it's loyozim machmosi zokteisus. Mashengel, if he rashi, that no roichem is ozim machmosi. So why roichem is koine stam? So why boir you're not koine? So the Gemara's kasha is in a regular. The Gemara's kasha is in a regular roichev, not in a roichev in Moki Manik, and in Manik Beraglov. So it's interesting. Also in the sugi before, when the Gemara asked the kasha, "Velikni v'moisiro," Taisa said it's ihochi that it's Manik Beraglov, and in Rashi we said even without Manik Beraglov. Now again, the Gemara is asking a kasha. Lefi Taisa says mitzad it's Manik Beraglov, and lefi Rashi the kasha is ta. So let me learn nochem all the Gemara. Toshma, רב לזר אומר רוחו בסולה ומניק בעיר קונו אוכנמי ומניק ברגלו יוכי לפיטייסס חי ומניק תרי גם נמניק יוכי פרק דגמור רויכו בעיר מאתיים אלוי קוני לפיטייסס ואי לזמניק ברגלו so why is not קוינה? is ממש like a מניק אומר רב כהנה לפי שאין דרכו שבני אודם לרכוב בעיר רשי סס משום צניץ אמר לי רב אשי לרב כהן אלא מעט הגביע ארניקי בשבס שדרכו שבני אודם להגביע ארניקי בשבס פסחידוש חנמי דלו קוני אלא מי דה עובד עובד וקוני או חנמי מי דה עובד עובד וקוני לא עושה את הגימורי הגימורי פינישס אלא במקר וממקר עסקין את אומר לי קדיק שדרך בני אודם קוינים ממילא ברויכב דנת דרך לרכב בסוד בעיר ממילא ינת קוינה מניק דרך להניק בעיר ממילא יהיו קוינה So, לא מזה נוח עמוד את היספס. יוחי רויכה בעיר מאיתיים אלוי קוני. איגר סינן יוחי, אוכי פירוש. אי אמרס בשלים אלוי מיירי במניק ברגלו, לקח בעיר לוי קוני, דלוי אוזיל מחמוסי. לפי שיש שם בני אודם, שמדברים יחד, ויש כמה דבורים באמצע, נפתור, באמצע הדרוכי. אלוי אמרס במניק ברגלו, אם כן, עוז לו מחמוס את טובי והמי לא קוני. So Taisa says, so why רויכב is not קוינה בעיר? Because a lot of people are talking. And במילא, the animal is not going מחמוס. It's not going to go מחמוס? It's not going to go מחמוס? Well, she hears noises, she's walking because... What is the פשט in Taisa? אז אי פרק דשיטה בקובצס. What is the פשט in Taisa? We'll see later, big enough community. It's mashma, it's a machlek is rishayim. In Taisis HaRosh is mashma, a vada animal walks because you're sitting in it. You think the animal... But a person, normally, in the city, he doesn't rely on sitting on the horse, because he's scared. Maybe it will hear a noise, it will jump to here, you know, something will fall, it will jump to there. So the mele, he's manik. So it's ein derech bekach. That the Gemara understood already from the beginning that it's not derech to do rechiv ba'ir. Not mitzad tznius. Mitzad the animal will move. But if it's manik beraglov, then it's controlling the behemoth. So the Gemara, yeah, there's another reason not to ride the animal. It's not tznius. It's not tznius. It's another reason. Mashenken the Ritva Yeshonim says, no, the animal is not moving because of you. So much sound in the city, the animal hears the sound, and because she hears the sound, she's walking because of the sound, she's not walking because of you. She's not walking because of you, she's walking because of the sound. What is the nafkamina between the Teis HaRosh and the Ritva Yeshanim? Legabi Kilayim? If someone will be roichev boir, he will get malchus al tzkilayim or not? Fil Teis HaRosh, for sure. For sure it's moving because of me. Masha'engel, if you don't hit by Yeshonim, it's taking that movie because of me. Or what if the Maisa was no sound? It's a quiet day. If it's mitzad the Teis HaRosh, it was not the derech. The person is scared. But if it's mitzad because the animal, the Maisa, didn't go because of me, so the mice said the animal went. The animal went. So now, let me get noch amol to the etzem divrei ha-gemore. Toshma, Rab Lezer oim erochu basodem v'manik bo'ir kono. Hochenami v'manik beraglo. Yoche reinu manik, trei gavne manik. Trei gavne manik. Yoche rochu bo'ir ma'itayim eloi koni. אומר רב כהנא לפי שאין דרכום שבני אודם לרכב בעיר אומר לרב אשי לרב כהנא אלא מעטו הגביע ארניקי בשבס שאין דרכו שבני אודם להגביע ארניקי בשבס או חנמי דלוי קוני אלא מי דה עובד עובד וקוני או חנמי מי דה עובד עובד וקוני So the Gemara is asking a kash. The Gemara wants to say why roichev boir is not koni she'ein der bnei odom lirkav boir. It's not snius. Fragen die Gemore, if that is the cheshbon, if a person picks up an arniki in Shabbos, also he will not be koine? Elo my dova dova. Hochanami my dova dova. So I want to ask you a shayla. Everyone has to answer themselves. So the Gemara is mechir that even that it's not derech, you koine, right? It's derech to pick arniki in Shabbos? No. You koine? Derech lirka v'ir? No. But you koine? Yeah. My dova dova. My dova dova. Rebecca the Memkar, I tell you, knike, derech of neodom koinim. It's not. But if a person himself makes a king in Rechive, he's going. We learned in the Sugya before, Chamoir B'Meshiche Gamol B'Anoge. The Gemara said, if you switch it, it doesn't work, because it's Ein Derech B'Kach. Rashi says, Chamor Darko B'Anoge Gamol Darko B'Meshiche. And the Gemara says, Efi Rabbanon B'Chad Tzad Lekomi. So state in the Gemara that if you make a noge bechamoir and meshicha begamol, it works. Meshicha bechamoir ve'anoge begamol, the Gemara says lefi Rab Yudah, it doesn't work. Rab Yudah Imer lo'ilam lekona shtei meshicha begamol ve'anoge bechamoir. And the Gemara says chad tzad. So we see that you have to do kederech. So how the Gemara here says that you don't have to do kederech? How the Gemara here says that you don't have to do kederech? What is the answer? What is the answer? Not Shabbos. I'm asking a question. The Gemara is medamet the Shabbos. The Shmuel Gemara is medamet the Shabbos. It's a mock the Gemara. Because the Shabbos and Tznius is all the time. The Gemara says, Chamor, people at Tznius, the people that are not Tznua, they do it. But at Tznius, you don't ride a Chamor in the city. And you don't pick Avedis and Shabbos. But even if it's not Derech Yikoin, we learned this sugya before, Chamor Darkoi Be'anoge, Gamol Darkoi Be'meshiche, and the Gemara, Fakert, Chamor Gamol Darkoi Be'meshiche, and if you do Fakert, it doesn't work. What is the difference? What is the difference? Why, if you do Meshicha Bechamoyim, it doesn't work with Rabbi Yudah? Because Rabbi Yudah, Haim Elohim, Loikoni Hashete, Meshicha Begamol, Ve'anoge Bechamoyim. If it's Shaloi Kederech, you're not going there. And here stated in the Gemara that even the Shaloi Kederech, my Derech Adovat. Posh the Terech. Try it. Posh the Terech. Posh it. What? The answer is very partial. No man, no. The Teretz is, this is a Zaydike Shabbos. Shabbos is the best raya. When you pick up a fryer, and if it's a weekday, money you pick up. And Shabbos, sipas mish. It's nias. A guy that is not tsunua, they're going, they ride horses inside the city. More later says, Adam Choshu rides. Adam Zol writes, oh, it's not the derech. The Gemara had a tzad that the Kenyan has to be mamish kederech. Mamish kederech. If it's not kederech, we can't ishmachen a Kenyan. This is what the Gemara taught. If it's not kederech, you can't make a Kenyan. Zog the Gemara, no, my dova dova, it's not mishane. And the sugi before, it was shaloi kederech mitzad, not mitzad tzniyas. Not mitzad Shabbos. It's not the way to be manig hachamoyich. It's not the way to be meishach hagamol. What's this? Gamol darko b'meshich hachamol darko b'anoge. You can't switch. This is the tzura to do it. Then when you make a shinui, then attack it doesn't work. Lama zan rashi rochu besod ha'ima shel metzio. Koino. Aval lo'i bo'ir. Why Rashi says ba'ima shel metzio. Because the Gemara later says, "Ela bebeker v'memka." The time of beforeish the kamei. Umanigav boir kona v'kolchim v'sode. Shema menorochim lechudei koni v'chulei. What is the v'chulei? Pasuk like Rashi before. Alme b'mokim roichim levad koni b'mokim manig koni palge. Like Rashi finished in the sugya before. Okay, we'll stop.